From National Public Radio and WDAV Classical Public Radio, I'm Lisa Simeone with NPR World of Opera. The music we're listening to is from a sort of brief mini violin concerto by Ravel. It's called Tzigane, and as you can hear, it's a pretty fiery little piece. So what do you think Ravel's passionate Tzigane has in common with this somewhat less combustible music by Brahms? This part song by Brahms is from a set of 11 that he called Zigeunerlieder, and it actually has a great deal in common with Ravel's Tzigane. Even if you don't know a lick of French or German, you probably noticed that the titles of the two pieces sounded a bit similar. That's because Zigeuner and Tzigane mean the same thing, gypsy. Both works were inspired by gypsy music, the music of the Romani people. Of course, there's lots more Western classical music that owes its heart and soul to the gypsy culture. Brahms himself ended a well-known piano quartet with a rousing movement called the Rondo alla Zingarese, the Gypsy Rondo. Pablo de Sarasate wrote gypsy airs, and the Hungarian rhapsodies by Liszt rely on Romani themes. But there's one piece of gypsy-inspired music that tops them all. It's the opera that's home to this indelible melody. You surely recognize this music, even if you don't know exactly what it is. And chances are, you do know. It's the unforgettable Habanera, sung by the impulsive title character in Bizet's opera, Carmen. If it had turned up in just about any other opera, we could probably call it the score's most famous tune. But in Carmen, Bizet gave it plenty of competition, in an opera that may just boast a greater number of hummable tunes than any other. On this edition of World of Opera, we'll hear Bizet's Carmen, one of the most beloved of all operas, from one of the world's most revered opera houses. It was the opening night production of the current season at La Scala in Milan. The stars are mezzo-soprano Anita Rakvelishvili in the title role and tenor Jonas Kaufmann as Don José with conductor Daniel Barenboim.